Hi, everybody. We are at UConn's Bound Day right now, and I'm here with Ella, myself, Emma, Casey, and Amelia. And we are super excited to talk to some incoming freshmen at the store's campus, and we can't wait to see everybody.
What was something that you ended up loving that you thought you'd originally hate before you began at UConn?
Actually, my senior year of high school, like the whole stereotype for UConn in my school was that they had really big classroom sizes, like hundreds of students in a class, and business school is really, really big. But when I came here, I took my first like gen ed class, my business gen eds, I had like 100 people in class, and I actually really enjoyed it because I got to sit down next to somebody that I had no idea. We talked to each other, then I would have a friend in the class. I didn't feel pressured like answering questions or anything. I kind of got to sit there and be there for myself. And then also, the professors in that big of a classroom have resources for students to go to if they wanted to ask questions or office hours. So it was actually a win-win situation, and I actually really enjoy the large classroom sizes.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
What's the worst food you got from one of the dining halls?
That has a lot of answers to it, if I'm being honest. I would say the chicken is never fully cooked at North. I do love chicken though. I get it anyways, the chicken parm. The chicken parm is always so good. That's like number one. To recover, chicken parm at South Dining Hall. You can't miss that. That's like you have to go there to get that.
Okay. I can tell it my own. One time I got some really sketchy sour cream. There was like an interesting little film on top. That was my worst experience.
One time I went to go make like a deli sandwich at the dining hall, and I went in the morning and they had the deli meats out, and I was there like 5-6 hours later and it was still out. So I don't know if I would touch the deli meat sandwiches.
I feel like it's a universal thing though. I mean, you're gonna have good and bad parts at every school. Yeah. UConn has good food overall. Also, it's like fresh. Because there's the UConn student garden, they sometimes get the dining hall's fresh food, which is awesome.
Shout out Whitney Dining Hall.
Mm-hmm. Your favorite dining hall is going to be Whitney. So I guess based on your specific interests, what kind of student organizations would you like to be in or like to see at UConn?
Well, I'm not really sure. I'm trying to walk around and find a few now. I know I'm interested in majoring in environmental science, so I was kind of thinking of joining clubs kind of built around sustainability and, you know, focusing on making campus sustainable and that kind of, you know, interest. I'm also interested in potentially joining Greek Life, if that's an organization, that sort of thing. But yeah.
Casey's a part of Greek Life. She could tell you all about it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in Greek Life. I love it. It was one of the best experiences that I kind of decided to do. So I would highly recommend signing up for recruitment if you're even just a little bit excited. Because if you don't like it, you can always drop out like a day or two in. Doesn't hurt to sign up and try.
And also for your environmental science interest, there are so many orgs on campus. I'm an environmental studies minor, and some of the orgs are Eco Husky. Outing Club isn't really an environmental club, but a lot of people who just love being outside, go on hikes, that kind of thing. And the UConn Office of Sustainability has so many incredible initiatives, so you should check them out too.
All right, so what are you most excited for when you first get on campus?
I'm most excited to make new friends and go to all the sporting events because I've always really wanted to. So between that and making new friends with people from all over, really, and meeting like my kind of people on campus, that's what I'm really looking forward to the most.
Yes, that was same here when I first entered UConn. There's plenty of student organizations for you to do that, and especially, I mean, even tonight with the Final Four at Gamble, it's a very exciting night. So I definitely recommend going to the sporting events too. Thank you.
What made you want to choose UConn?
Okay, so I'm currently living in New Bern High School, New Bern High. So that's where I'm going to high school now, and everyone that I know is always looking to go to UConn. So the fact that I'm here now is making me feel like it's a huge accomplishment because I'm like one of the few that actually got accepted. So just the confidence level of like touring around, because I have taken a tour of UConn before, and yeah, I feel like it's just a really good atmosphere, really good environment. The people here are really nice.
Congratulations. It is a huge accomplishment. and the people are amazing. So I hope you find your community here.
Hi, welcome for coming onto our podcast. What is your name?
Hi, my name's Nikita.
I'm Amelia. Lovely to meet you.
When you came to UConn, what was like your biggest concern?
My biggest concern as someone who is actually from out of state is that I didn't want to see people that I knew, which is perfect because that's exactly what we were just talking about. But again, like I already said, campus is really what you make of it. So if you don't really want to see someone, odds are you won't see them. If you're going out of your way to see someone, you will. Campus is huge. It's like 16,000 people. So it really is just, it's determined by what you get involved in and whether you're on campus a lot, where you're going to your dining halls, where your housing is. But in the end, turns out it was nothing to worry about.
What's the best part of being a UConn student?
I would have to say two things. I would say one, the athletics, and two, the student organizations here. I love basketball. Obviously, we are very big basketball school, so all the athletic games that we have are amazing to go to. They're super fun, and also student organizations, there's so much to get involved in, so you can literally pick something, even like painting, you know, if you have like a little side activity that you really like doing, you could definitely find that here.
All right, so what stereotypes have you heard about UConn or college in general?
I haven't really heard any like stereotypes about UConn, but like all I've heard about college is like people changing majors last minute, and then it's like a big deal and stuff.
Definitely. I changed my major 3 times, so that stereotype is true. Actually 4 times, I just changed my concentration last week, so that's a true stereotype. But you'll find your way through. It's fun navigating all of it.
Changing your major is a perfectly normal thing, so if that's something you want to do, then it's something that you are perfectly capable of doing without falling behind or without feeling ostracized or like you're behind your peers. But at the same time, not changing your major is also perfectly normal. I think it goes down pretty 50-50. Like, I know so many people who have, and I know so many people who have stuck with the same major since day one. So in the end, just go with your gut and do what you want to do.
So do you recommend living in a living learning community like your first year or, yeah?
I 100% recommend living in a learning community. I lived in Eco House my freshman year, and I loved it. Eco House is up in Worth Tower, which is like on that side of campus. There's a bunch of different learning communities that are in that building, and everyone in the building is either a first year or a second year student. And so on every floor, on every floor, you have sophomore students that are there to like be like a peer mentor for you. And I highly recommend it. The dining hall over there is really nice, Putnam. And I feel like I've made some of my best friends from that experience, and I highly recommend it. I feel like it gives you like a sense of community right when you first come in. And as a first-gen student myself, I was really worried about making friends and like finding my place on campus, and a living learning community does that for you like right out the bat.
What was the best thing that helped you transition from high school to college?
Ooh, kind of an unconventional transition for me because I am a junior and I transitioned during COVID. So I lived at home my first year. I went to UConn Stanford and just commuted. But my sophomore year, when I finally came onto Storrs, I tried really hard to just throw myself out there and just say hi to everyone. And I think that really helped me. Just saying hi to random people or sitting down to a stranger at the dining hall. I actually have some of my best friends just from sitting down next to them and saying hi. It was hard to do at first, but that really eased my transition into making friends and feeling at home at UConn.
Okay, so how do you plan on getting involved on campus?
Okay, so first, I would love to maybe join this club because it seems like so much fun. And I would like to maybe try to start a new program because I, back at home, I do like trapeze and aerial arts and acrobatics and stuff. So I would like to maybe start something along those lines. I think that it would be really fun, and yeah, it's so much fun. I do it all over the summer, and it's something that not a lot of people get to experience because it's not everywhere, you know. And if I could bring it somewhere new, I think a lot of people would really love it.
UConn is all about making new programs, making new clubs and organizations, so I definitely recommend that you do that because I want to do it. I think that sounds fun.
The same energy as skydiving club, and I love it.
Yes.
I went skydiving with the skydiving club. It was the best thing ever.
Yeah, I was. That was the first one that I went to. I was like, oh my gosh.
No, it is so worth it. You even get a student discount for doing it with UConn, so I didn't pay as much as I would have normally. And you can see Gamble when you're in the air. I was just floating in the air, and like it was in Connecticut, so like the instructor pointed at Gamble. He's like, look, it's Gamble, and it was really cool.
Hello, would you like to ask us a question? Awesome, okay, shoot.
So I am trying to figure out where I should go to school, and I just want to know why UConn for you guys.
So personally for me, I'm an out-of-state student, so I was just looking for basically the biggest bang for my buck, combined with like the most school spirit, like somewhere where I could thrive academically, but also still have fun socially. Like I didn't want my whole life to be school, but I didn't want my whole life to be like party, party, party. So I got a huge scholarship to here, and obviously I was thrilled about it, and UConn was the obvious answer from all of my options. And I also love being here because obviously it's out of state, so I don't know anyone here. I'm in a completely new place, meeting completely new people, and that's also something I really wanted to like make sure I did. So I have loved meeting new people, but again, if you're in state, like you'll still meet so many new people because it's such a big school. So it goes both ways.
So I chose UConn, so I'm a first-gen student, and so I haven't heard a lot of stories from my family about what college was like, so UConn made the most sense for me because it was close to home, but it was far enough away that it gave me some sort of independence, and kind of I was able to make my own path, but I had the opportunity to go home if I needed to. And also UConn was really good with financial aid and supporting me through kind of that college process. Being an in-state student, you know, you get the discounted tuition, which is nice. And I also really like the programs they have here. So I'm a psychology major and I really like the psychology program. And yeah.
Okay. How did you guys find a roommate for your freshman year?
So tricky question in the sense that when all of us started, it was peak COVID. So we weren't allowed roommates actually freshman year. So freshman year, I technically found a roommate on Facebook. There's a Facebook UConn group for all the new students that are coming in, and people like post about themselves, like maybe like a few pictures being like, hey, this is me, this is what I like. And then they drop their like contact information. So people reach out to each other all the time to get to know each other. And I found a girl who had a lot in common with me. I don't remember which one of us reached out to each other, but we like texted for a while. We're like, oh, you seem cool, like let's FaceTime. And we talked on FaceTime and we talked for like forever. And we're like, wow, like you're awesome, like let's live together. And we were supposed to live together, but unfortunately we didn't. She ended up being my neighbor instead. So it was like the next best thing. And then for sophomore year, I just lived with someone on my floor that I got really close with because everyone on my floor was super close. So we just kind of like mixed and matched for like for example, like me and like one of my friends like wanted to live in one specific building. So we're like, okay, let's go together. So once you're here, obviously it's also a lot easier because you just talk to your friends and like either you live with your friends or like maybe your friends know someone who's looking for someone. Like everyone's connected, so you figure it out.
What drew you to UConn?
I kind of like how into sports you guys are and how like team spirity you are, because my school, going into it, people are really artsy, but they don't really care about like team, school, spirit, you know, stuff like that. And I was like, okay, these people, they seem fun. And it's a big campus. My school's really small and like everyone's in everyone's business, and it kind of sucks. You can't really run away from it. But here it's like a big campus, a lot of people you get to know. I just think it's cool like that. So that's why I applied.
The sports are awesome. Final four game tonight. I'll be there.
What made you apply to UConn initially?
What made me apply is that I actually like did a stupid way of looking for colleges by looking up best colleges for my major, accounting, and then just like went down the list of all the colleges that were ranked that were like near my state, and then I'm like, oh yeah, UConn, sure, let's apply to that.
No, I'm also a business major. I major in marketing, so that was also another reason why I actually applied to UConn as well, because the business program here is really, really good. So you'll definitely get a lot out of it, though, if you do end up coming here for accounting.
How was your experience of just like with like business and everything, just your experience here at UConn pretty much?
Yeah, so I'm a sophomore, I'm gonna be a junior, so I've been in the business school. Initially I came in as a freshman being in the business school and accepted, so they have such a good wide range of just availability. So like advisors, if you have any questions academically, and also our Center of Career Development, they have so many internships. Like if you're even just struggling what you wanting to do, like what pathway you want to go, there's such good resources to go to just to figure that out and basically figure out post-graduation
post-graduation work, so I've had such a good experience with the school business.
I'm worried about the whole like making friends part, because it's just something that I've always been really awkward about. So what tips do you recommend to getting like being more social on campus?
Yeah, I definitely recommend checking out the Learning Communities program if you can. I was involved in a learning community my freshman year, and it was really beneficial to have a group of students like live on the same floor as you and kind of be in the same boat. You take a same UNIF class as well, and that class kind of allows you to socialize, make friends a lot easier. There's also the involvement fair, which I find is very useful. So if you go to that, you could check out all the different clubs you can join and really just kind of put yourself out there to make friends. I found that those two ways were the easiest for me to make friends, being someone who's pretty shy myself. I definitely found the Learning Community program very beneficial. I'm also in Greek Life, and I found that that was a really easy way to make friends. So if you have any interest in that at all, you can always try it out, try recruitment. You can always drop out at any time if you don't like it, but it's definitely a good way to make friends because they're kind of like your built-in friends.
So how did you hear about UConn?
I heard about UConn from the basketball games. I knew that they were one of the best basketball teams in the nation, the best basketball team in the nation. And as a sports player myself, I was drawn to that, and now I'm just excited for all the opportunities that come with being a student here.
Yeah, there are so many opportunities, and the sports are always great.
Why did you choose UConn as your top choice?
So I actually picked which school I wanted to go to during COVID, or right before COVID. And I went to UConn Stanford my first year. I lived at home to save money and just be at home with my family during the pandemic. But I was also deciding between UVM and UMass and Purdue. Purdue is way too far, very far. I'm not interested in being that far from home. But UConn was my top pick just because of how close it was to home, and just they had a lot of options to study, so I didn't know what I wanted to study, and kind of gave me a whole realm of possibilities.
Definitely a lot of opportunities. Yep. Excited. I'm not sure yet. It's not my complete top choice yet, but it's in top two. I'm excited about the opportunities, and people seem nice, and even though the food doesn't look that great, but like everything else seems good, and the school spirit.
So I don't want to say like overhype myself, but I'm a singer basically. So I don't know if there was like a choir or like ways where you can get into like do major like singing stuff, like for instance singing national anthem at the games or whatever, because that's what I'm used to doing at my high school. So yeah,
right now actually is in an a cappella group, and they compete and they're incredible, so he could tell you all about that. I don't know too much about studying music, but I know a few people who are on campus. I'm not sure major-wise, but you should look into that. On the UConn website, definitely, they have some info for you.
What's student life like on the weekends?
On the weekends, so I live off campus. I have an apartment. It's still relatively close, but I live by a bunch of houses. And on the weekends, it's mostly like bar, frat, casual night with your friends. Or you could go onto Horse Barn Hill for the sunset, which everyone loves to do. It's a beautiful landscape over by the cow farm back there, so it's really fun to just go hang out. But otherwise, on the weekends, they have cute farmers markets and just time to relax, really. What are you most excited about at UConn?
Well, I really like the campus atmosphere. Because like something that I was worried about, because I would see like doing research online and things like that, said like the school was in the middle of nowhere. So I was kind of worried that there would be like nothing going on. But like clearly, like you guys are kind of making up for the fact that there's not a lot to have a lot of stuff going on in campus. So that's definitely a worry that isn't like I'm excited to be involved in the community, because like I've seen a lot of like I'm Mexican Colombian. So Perlac is something that I'm definitely looking forward to, like different things like that, where like I'm gonna get involved with the community, maybe get into a sorority, who knows. Like it's really exciting. And also I just really look forward to like my career in law. I want to be a judge. So yeah, so like I think UConn is a good step forward in that direction.
It definitely is. There's so many places on campus where you can find a community. And I had the same initial ideas that it was in the middle of nowhere, but we really do find good stuff to do.
It's also a lot prettier than I thought. Like I know that's not as important, but like yeah, the feeling, like I went to like other schools, like am I allowed to name drop schools? Like, does that matter? Okay, I went to Quinnipiac and I hated it. I went to Quinnipiac and like, it wasn't even like the weather or anything. It was just like, everything was like gray. Like, I don't know. It was just not a good like environment. But like here, it's like, I don't know. It's like nicer. It's more open. Like there's flowers everywhere, which I enjoy, you know. But like, you know, you see on like posts online, like I went on TikTok and I looked at like, oh, like a look at like UConn, like stores, whatever. And like, it looked so plain. And I was like, oh, like it felt very like, okay, I don't know. Yeah, exactly. Like you have to walk through the woods to get to your first period. Like, I don't know. So then when I came here and I realized it's not just trees everywhere, like it made me feel a lot better. So yeah,
it's definitely, it gets smaller too.
100%. Yeah. Once you know where you're going, I bet. Yeah. So
what are you looking forward to at UConn?
I'm looking forward to meeting people, joining a couple new clubs, essentially just experiences that I don't have at home, and of course the Dairy Bar.
The My First Year Story podcast is a production of the University of Connecticut's undergraduate student body in collaboration with the Office of First Year Programs, Learning Communities, the Academic Achievement Center, and the Learning Community Innovation Zone. If you like our podcast, please remember to subscribe and leave us a review. You can find us on Spotify, Podbean, and Apple Podcasts. For more information about our podcast, to meet our entire staff, and to listen to more episodes, visit fyp.ucon.edu/MFYS and follow us on Instagram at UConnMFYS podcast. If you have a recommendation for someone we should invite as a guest, would like to join our staff, or just want to leave us a little love, see the contact us button on our website. Thanks.